Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 Peter as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I didn't accept, this is important, I did not accept Christ as my Savior and now walk with Him daily because He predestined that to be the plan from the beginning of time. He predestined the plan for my life to walk with Him because He knew I would accept Jesus Christ as Savior. You understand? God is allowed to plan things. You and I plan things all the time. But suddenly, when God in all of His magnificence and His glory sees the paths that our lives are going to take, and He makes a perfect plan for them, now suddenly that's a scary thought because, well, we're allowed to make plans, but God just has to kind of sprinkle His blessings on us and let us run around, you know? Well, that's not what Scripture says. Scripture says God has a plan for His people. And it's not just a public plan for all of His people, it's a personal plan for your life. We should be encouraged knowing that before time itself, God saw. He saw that Kelly was going to accept Christ as Savior, and God said, I'm going to set up some special things in Kelly's life. That's that time flow that we have to have that mentality of. Why? Because everybody's free to make that choice. It's the Holy Spirit woos and calls them to that repentance, to accept Christ as Savior. It's available to all men, but we have a free will. Secondly, God's will doesn't always happen. God doesn't superimpose His will all the time in every little area of our life. Why? Go back to the statement I made to set all this up. God respects man's free will and his choices. When they stand before the judgment seat of Christ, God says He's going to render to every man according to his work. Literally, the choices you made, God's going to honor them whether they be good or bad. He said, you made this decision. Here's what you get for it. And the most important decision that they'll ever answer for is whether they accepted or rejected Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. But the Bible says God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is His will. Is that going to take place here upon this earth? There are people among us that are going to be among the perished for all eternity, doomed and damned, from that place of hell into the place of the lake of fire, burning forever and ever. So I'm here to tell you that God has a perfect will, but we are imperfect people, and He respects our choices, free will of man. That's why God moves so great when the people are willing. God says, you don't want me to use you? I use the rocks. They'll cry out, my glory, my magnificence. He doesn't need us. We've got to understand that. So He didn't elect us and damn others before the beginning of time to somehow serve out this purpose. Since creation in the garden, He has respected the choices of man and let them make a choice. That's why our intentions are so important. That's why we have to get a grasp of intentional worship. We have to make it real to have an intentional walk with Christ. These things don't just happen by accident because, well, if God wills it, it'll happen. If He doesn't, it doesn't. There's another variable in that formula that we forget about, and that's the free will of man. The overarching plan that God has established from beginning to end, and in the book of Revelation, nothing's going to interfere with that. Man cannot prevent the coming of Christ. But there are areas where man has a choice. And one of the most important choices that we have after accepting Christ as our Savior is how we handle our walk with Christ now. It has to be intentional, not by happenstance. God has a plan. And that's the second part of that I want us to see. He's planned out some things for our life, but we've already established that God's will doesn't always happen 100% of the time. Because when it doesn't, it's because He's honored the choices of man. Man has messed it up. Did you know God has a plan for your life, my life? But we can mess it up. And that's scary. That's dangerous. And that's what we don't like to dwell on. And I don't hear people talk about that much anymore at all. Why? Because we like the concept of a God that's always with us, that when there was one set of footprints in the sand, he carried us. Would to God that was the truth for us. But I fear many of us, that set of one footprints in the sand, it wasn't because we were undergoing trials and tribulations and the Lord picked us up and carried us. That one set of footprints in the sand in our life is because we said, we're going this way, God. And we like this concept that at any time we can just hop back in the Savior's arms and he'll rock all of our sorrows away. But there is an intention to your walk with Christ. It doesn't happen by accident. Worship doesn't happen by accident. That's why it's so important to enter into this place prepared to worship, to have already been worshiping in our life throughout the week before we gather together to worship corporately as a group. The Bible has a lot to say about false worshipers. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. It's a stench. I don't want the sweet-smelling savor that goes up to the heavens to be mingled with the stench of wicked sacrifices. How does it happen? Because we don't enter in here with an intention to worship. We're going through these motions, and we think, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. Praise God, bless God. He's got a plan, a purpose, and a reason for all he does. Our desire should be, Lord, how can I be a part of it? How can you use me? You've given so much to me. What can I do for others? How can I be a part of this plan? How can I be a participator and not just a spectator? It's intentional. An intentional worship, an intentional walk. Study? We got to have an intentional study. Our instructor, Scripture tells us, is the Holy Spirit. I was just speaking with someone else about this the past week. So many times we'll sit in front of a man to glean the truth. The Bible tells us you better check it out in Scripture. Make sure it's true. Make sure you study it. These things don't happen by accident. So when we think of that word elect, don't be scared and don't let someone else take it and twist the idea that we're scared to talk. No, it means God has a plan for you from the beginning of time. God saw who you were, what you would be, and God said, I have a special plan for you. But are we pursuing that plan? Are we faithful to him? Is our walk intentional? These believers were intentionally strangers. It didn't happen by accident. They had said, the world can keep these things of the world. Give me the things of Christ. I'm a stranger. If you walk intentionally with Christ, you will be a stranger in this world. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. God, I thank you for the testimony of those who've come before us, these great men of faith, that God, despite their faults, their flaws, you use them in a tremendous way, not because they were perfect, but because they were willing, because they worked with intention of serving you. God, as we go through 1 Peter, may you open our eyes to some truths about the Christian walk, what it truly means to be a Christian, Lord, that we wouldn't wave that banner, but that we would walk the walk and let the world see you and us. Father, please bless the worship hour. If there's souls that are among us, Lord. Lord, if I've come into this place without the proper intention of worship, Lord, may you deal with me. May you deal with us in a special way so that this worship hour could be sweet, that you could receive all the honor, glory, and praise, God. Thank you for the plan that you have for each of us from the beginning of time. May we be faithful to you. Bless us, Lord. We love you. We praise you. And ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.